from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Camp coverage.
Live from Flowery Branch with the Morning Shift. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. Mike, Squidbilly, Maria Martin from 11 Alive hanging out with us.
Before we get in, Hank, can we get into like what just happened off the air? I don't think Maria knows that with me, if you ask a question about something, that
I've learned.
So the Falcons, when the players arrived yesterday, they had the like little back to school
little chalkboard,
but yeah. It's, you know, back to camp or whatever, and Kirk Cousins, being Kirk Cousins, his favorite color is forest green.
Oh.
You know, like, okay. His favorite snack.
What's that noise?
Is Sieta chips. And Maria goes, what are they? And I go, I don't know. Let's Google them. And then I see that they're just tortilla chips.
Right.
Which is very on brand with everything that you really think of Kirk Cousins.
Sure.
Unless you watch a documentary about him.
Right.
But then I find out that they have sea salt and vinegar kettle chips made by that brand. So now if I get to talk to him at all, I need to know what his favorite brand, like flavor,
what
of
flavor
the Sieta.
Of Sieta chips.
Yeah, are you just like the tortilla ones, or are you over here with the sea salt and vinegar kettle chips? Like, because those are potato chips.
I just have a lot of questions, because if he's just sitting there eating tortilla chips with no salsa, I have more questions.
It's funny I'll bring this up. My son he's venturing into the chip realm. He's almost four. He'll be four next month, and it's like he's just now starting to kind of venture out and taste different, and he's big into like Cheetos right now and, you know, cheese puffs and that kind of thing.
Oh, but that's
he's
fun also, for your couch.
Right. Well, right. Exactly. Also, the amount of napkins, the wet wipes we run through. That ain't napkin. Need napkin. Anyways, so let's talk about Ohio State and this NIL deal that's going on with them. So yesterday, Ross Bjork, AD, who was also at Ole Miss and at Texas A&M, talked to Yahoo Sports, and he revealed that Ohio State players are receiving around $20 million in name, in image, and likeness this year. And that is, I think, a lot more than anybody kind of expected. And obviously with Ohio State, you have to actually tell them how much money you're getting. But, dude, 20 mil? Yikes. Like, that's a ton.
Well, that is why all this talk of Ryan Day being on the hot seat has some legitimacy to it, I guess is a better way to put it, because he's a guy that has struggled to beat. He's like 56-8, I think, in his career at Ohio State.
He's got the best winning percentage in college football as a head coach.
But like three or four of those losses are to Michigan.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And that's unacceptable. But he went out at one of these donor meetings or whatever and booster meetings and was like, he might have said at a press conference, you need like $18 to $24 million to win a national championship. That's what we need. Or maybe it was $12 to $24. It was in that range.
Right.
Well, he got it.
He did.
So – You have one of the best rosters in college football on paper coming back. So if you don't win it, they have I can't blame them, because they gave you everything you needed, and then you still couldn't get it done.
Well, when you look at the players returning, and Maria, I'll get your thoughts. Egbuka, Travion Henderson, Jack Sawyer, Denzel Burke came back and didn't go in the draft, and you also got a number of players, Quinshon Judkins, Caleb Downs, we talked about earlier, Julian Sand, who was a five-star signing at Alabama. These guys weren't just going to Ohio State because they love Ohio State. I mean, Caleb Downs, we've talked about it before, was in Athens and then flies at Ohio State and signs there. But I mean, I think if you're an Ohio State fan, you love this, but if you're a fan of another team, you're probably not a big believer.
It's an interesting line that we're walking here, and we're seeing figures and numbers that we've never seen before in college football. And I'm a big advocate for the NIL, and they're still working out what that means and all of those good things, but it also means different things for coaches now. You talk about the coaching carousel in college and how it is just crazy. Well, there is justification for that when you're handed $20 million to basically make a roster that should go out and win a national championship. That's the expectation. They're not going to look at you and say, hey, we got you all this money that you asked for at a meeting, but you're not winning the game and you're not in the playoffs. And obviously that looks totally different this year as well. But I think it's, if anybody was going to go out and help do that, it would have been Ross Bjork. He had those crazy figures at Texas A&M with Jimbo as well. So I think that this is new territory that we're entering in college football, which I feel like I'm saying that every single year when it comes to college football. But this is mind-blowing to me in $20 million. You got to win when that kind of money is on the line.
All right. I got to tell this story. My wife got flicked off yesterday in the Home Depot parking lot, and I've never been more in love. Let's hit a mic, though.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.